Good morning. I'm Chuck Burden of Rivermount Church of Christ, which meets at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Seeds of Truth. Last week, Robert Swain, the full-time preacher at Rivermount Church of Christ, taught a very powerful lesson on how we can be misled by following our conscience if our conscience hasn't been trained in the truth. Now, he'll be back again next week to continue those thoughts, but today I want to talk with you about your relationship with Jesus Christ. As usual, I ask now that you please grab your Bible and join in as we study from God's Word. I would like to start by asking each of you to reflect on your relationship with Christ. Is it a good relationship? Is it a close relationship? Or as some in the religious world would say, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? You know, I have no problem with putting it in those terms, a personal relationship, because it should be personal. Now, how would you characterize your relationship with Jesus Christ? Now, I submit that everyone has some kind of relationship with Christ, whether you know it or not, and whether you believe it or not. The living God loved the entire world and sent his Son to die on the cross for everyone, as we learn in John 3:16. Jesus died once for all, according to Romans 6:10, also Hebrews 7:21 and 9:12, and also Hebrews 10:10 tells us this. He died so that sinful man can be reconciled to God. He is Lord of all, according to Acts 10:36. And now Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, Acts 2:33. He will also judge in the last day, Acts 10:42, and 2 Timothy 4:1, and 1 Peter 4:5. But the bottom line is that he loves us. As sinners, he loves us to the point of shedding his blood on the cross. This is the overall nature of his relationship with mankind, an attitude of love. But just because all mankind is loved by God in Christ, that doesn't mean that all people are saved. What it means is that God has made a way for each of us to be saved. What we should really want to know is whether we as individuals have a saved relationship with Jesus Christ. Or is it an estranged relationship? Are we walking the path of righteousness, or are we separated from Christ? Now, if you're not a Christian, then you're certainly estranged or separated from him. Also, there are many who call themselves Christians who are estranged from Christ. They take lightly what Jesus tells them. Jesus talks about these people in Matthew 7:21 through 23. There it reads, "Not everyone who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Now, Jesus is talking about people who believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God. And they did works in his name. However, they were not doing things according to God's will. One certainly must believe, but belief isn't enough. The demons believe and tremble, according to James 2:19. And we all would agree that demons are not saved. So when one calls himself a believer, that's good. But he should be more than just simply a believer. Jesus clearly specifies what one must do and how one must live to be saved, to have a hope of living eternally in heaven. We get our instructions from the New Testament scriptures, And it is not for us to modify what God has given. Please open your Bibles to Luke chapter 6. We'll read verses 46 through 49. There it reads, and this is Jesus talking here. It reads, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who builds a house on earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." My friends, the only way we can have a hope of salvation and eternal life in heaven is to listen to Jesus and do what he says. We listen to him today through our diligent studies of the scriptures. In the New Testament, we have recorded what Jesus taught while he walked on earth, and the remainder of his instructions delivered to the apostles by the Holy Spirit as he promised in John 16. All are equally important, and we shouldn't leave anything out or add to it. These are the rules for living according to God's plan, and he knows what he's doing. These rules are complete, and there are no new revelations. We should make every effort to seek out God's will and to obey his will alone. That's the only way we can be pleasing to him. We jeopardize our souls when we allow man-made traditions or ordinances to creep into our worship to God. We run the risk of the kind of apostasy that Paul addressed in Galatians chapter 1 when he called for those who teaches a different gospel to be accursed. Our goal should be to have the right relationship with Christ. So how does one get into a right relationship with Christ? How does one become a Christian and be added to his church? Well, first, one must believe. Hebrews 11:6 reads, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Also, Romans 10:17 tells us, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, this is not faith in a doctrine or a denomination or a preacher, but rather faith in Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins, rose on the third day, and is now at the right hand of the Father. You need to realize the state that you're in prior to becoming a Christian. We are all sinners because everyone sins. And it is the sin that separates us from God. It is only by God's grace, through the blood of his Son, that we can have forgiveness of sins. But we must repent. That is, turn away from the sinful lifestyle, resolving to live a life according to God's will. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation." We also need to confess Jesus, like the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts chapter 8. We read in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Finally, there is baptism. This baptism is a submersion in water, as we see in the book of Acts. This baptism is commanded by Jesus in Matthew 28 in the Great Commission, where in verse 19, he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is essential. It is an essential element in making disciples, in making Christians. It washes away our sins, according to Acts chapter 2, 38, and also 22, 16, and brings us in contact with the blood of Christ. In Mark 16, 16, Jesus also says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Also in 1 Peter 3:21 it reads, there is also an antitype which now saves us. Baptism. Not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My friends out there in the radio audience, don't let anyone convince you that baptism is not an essential thing to being saved. Don't believe the wisdom of the world and the traditions that we see out there in the world. Believe in the faithfulness of the scriptures, what we just read to you, among other places in the Bible. Believe in that. Now, when I started talking about baptism, I said, finally, but that's not an ending, but rather it's a beginning, because when you arise out of the waters of baptism, you arise a new creature, and you begin your Christian walk, and you need to endeavor to walk faithfully according to the scriptures, according to God's instructions, for the rest of your life, however long that may be. And by doing this, you can look forward to a crown of life, and eternal life in heaven. So again, my friends, I want to ask, what is your relationship with Jesus Christ? The Rivermont Church of Christ, bringing you this broadcast, meets each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Bible study and 11 a.m. for morning worship, and again Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for evening worship. You have a cordial invitation to attend any or all of the services. We also meet at 7:30 Wednesday evenings for midweek Bible study. Again, we're located at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. If you have a question or comment, or if you would like a copy of this message, or if you would like a Bible correspondence course, please contact us at the meeting address or call 804-530-1764. Again, thank you for being in our listening audience. Robert Swain will be with you again next Saturday at 9:45 a.m. on Seeds of Truth. Have a pleasant day.